LA, tell us about the crop formation connection with all of this.
Well, there's a very bizarre crop circle that happened last week, and the circle was in England, and there were actually two circles. They were almost identical. Each circle is about 250 feet in diameter. And what was interesting is, you know, when you look at these things from the ground, you don't see doodly squat. You see nothing. I mean, how can a 6 foot man or woman standing in a field like that see anything? I mean, you know something's happened, but obviously you can't, you know, you have no idea what you're looking at. It's some of the crop is down. Apparently this crop seemed to have been woven in sort of the classic crop circle, so it didn't seem like it was a hoaxer. Anyway, you get up on top of this thing in an airplane shooting down, and lo and behold, it's a face. And when they took both, there were two circles. One was in one field, and then across the road in another field was another circle. They're almost identical. So when you take the crop circles, someone figured, well, what happens if we overlay them? And they overlaid the crop circles. And when I saw it, I was immediately taken aback by it because I've been a student of the Shroud of Turin for 30 years. And I just went, oh, my gosh, it looks like the shroud. It looks like the face on the shroud. And sure enough, that's what the article talked about. It, you know, left it up to the reader, of course. Crop circles, Shroud of Turin face. What are we looking at here? And if it's a hoax, very clever hoax, I mean, a 250-foot diameter circle. And then,
yeah.
But, you know.
And nobody sees them making it?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine it. I mean, some of the circles, are definitely hoax. I understand that.
Absolutely.
Got it. But yeah. This one, you know, it's. Especially because we have two different circles, and it would mean that someone has to figure out, well, maybe we should see if we overlay these. And it's you know, when you just look at it from the ground, it appears like nothing, but you get above it in the air, and all of a sudden that face, and then when you overlay them, you get the Shroud of Turin. What are they trying to tell us here? And of course, this ties into the subtitle of my book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, is The Coming Great Deception and the Luciferian Endgame. And in my opinion, this is what it ties into. There's others who disagree. Well, you know, we can get more into depth on that as this half hour goes. But I believe this is a harbinger. Once again, you know, when we start taking all these events, what are we, and the idea, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but the idea that somehow E.T. could be our savior. Somehow E.T., I call this the alien gospel, and I said it before on the show, that E.T., the extraterrestrial, created all life on this planet, that they created the Earth's earliest civilizations, that our ancestors worshipped the extraterrestrial as gods. They created the world's religions, and they genetically manipulated us from primitive man, and now they're back at this critical juncture in human history to usher us into a global age of peace and harmony. Now, this is what, you know, there are people who actually believe this. We both were on History Channel's Ancient Aliens. You were on for an extended period of time. I think I was, most of my three-hour interview wound up on the editing floor. I think I was on for about 30 seconds because I was coming from a totally different paradigm than what they were trying to promulgate. And thank you for letting me, you know, on your show and to talk freely without being censored or clipped to Absolutely. Make it sound like I'm saying one thing when I'm actually saying exactly the opposite. I believe it's the alien, the whole idea of the extraterrestrial, the alien gospel is part of the coming great deception. And this entity, which is spilling over from the second heaven or this other dimension, is diabolically clever.
You may be onto something with that too, LA. I'm gonna tell you, you might have hit it right on the head there.
Well, I mean, you know, Jacques Vallée, and I'm standing on his shoulders. He calls them messengers of deception, and I think he nailed it. Decades ago, I think he nailed it. They are messengers of deception, and I think they are interdimensional beings, not interstellar beings, and they are malevolent. Completely malevolent in every way, and they lie habitually, and they are engaged in a very vigorous breeding program, which, of course, in my opinion, now look, there's other researchers that I hang with that don't agree with me on this, and that's fine. We can agree to disagree, but I know that Jacobs does, Dr. Jacobs, and Dr. Roger Lear and I have talked about this, and something is going on. And to say that it's not, I think, is a very truncated view of the phenomena. This phenomena, I'd rather err to the side that there's more to this than what meets the eye, a lot more. and no one knows the whole picture. People, I'm asked often, what about these hybrids? Where are they located? Why aren't we seeing them? And we do see them. I mean, there are reports. I get things across my desk. We can talk about that if you want. But I believe that they're taken to this other dimension called the second heaven. That's why this whole breeding program, and that's why it's so bizarre when people wind up in this other dimension where time doesn't exist the same way as it does for us. That's the theory.
Do they also, these hybrids, are they going to bring them back at some point?
Yeah. The hybrids, and I'll tell you a couple of stories, George, which are just an eye-opener to me. I was in contact with two researchers, one in upstate New York, the other one in Australia. These guys both are involved in satanic ritual abuse. Now, I know something about satanic ritual abuse. I've studied it. I've read a few books on it, but I've never delved into it. I've never spoken to someone or interviewed someone that was allegedly went through all that, okay? And what these guys found out, and this is why they both contacted me, because they were getting reports from some of these women that they were talking to. And a little bit of backstory, that these survivors, they are so complex, they are shattered, and this goes back to Nazi concentration camps with Dr. Mengele and MK Ultra. It's all connected, it's all interwoven. It's so dark and so nefarious. It's like when I first got into it, I my head reeled. I just can't imagine people doing this to other human beings. But then some of my research, I actually got to speak to some people who went through this stuff, and it is absolutely mind-boggling. And it's happening today. It's happening now. Anyway, to cut to the chase, both these women, one in Australia, one in New York, talk about being taken to Mount Hermon and being impregnated by fallen angels, and the babies, the children, the offspring, 9 months later, when they finally give birth, or whenever they give birth, are taken to the second heaven. They know this, and they're saying we are Nephilim mothers. Now, I can't prove that, but these guys have no dog in the hunt. They have absolutely no dog in the hunt. They know nothing about my work, and their research and what they uncovered led them to my work, and then we began dialoguing with each other and talking to one another. Can I prove any of that? No, I can't.
But
I
it's so bizarre, too, though, isn't it?
It's mind-numbing. I want to read the last, you asked me in the beginning how I got into this. This is from The Omega Conspiracy by Dr. I.D.E. Thomas. And he writes, "It seems as we approach the end time, we are beginning to see a recurrence in phenomena that baffles finite minds." Boy, is that an understatement. "Could the return of the Nephilim be the next item on the agenda?" That's how he closes his book out. That's how he closes his book. That was in 1976. Here we are in 2010, and these guys who know nothing about the UFO breeding program or the Nephilim, they know absolutely nothing about it, coming from a totally different viewpoint, a different discipline, satanic ritual abuse and dealing with these survivors and trying to help these women recover who they are, because they're so splintered. They're so splintered, the personalities. It's like with the movie Three Faces of Eve. That's basically what it's like, except it's even more so. Or it's MK Ultra to the nines. And all of a sudden, they uncover this whole secret breeding program, which they didn't even know existed. And they're taken aback by it. They, their heads spin because it's like, is this true? Is it? Because it's so unbelievable. And yet, we know from the ancient texts that this is precisely what happened thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, which resulted in the flood.